We're starting a podcast.
We started right now?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I don't know what to talk about.
What you mean? You told me we was doing this podcast. So, I'll start.
We want to start a YouTube channel, first of all. But, why haven't we started a YouTube channel?
Because funds are not all the way together, and I'm not trying to have bad audio or bad graphic or...
I mean, but it's okay to start off, like, on your phone. Or
it's okay.
You gotta build up.
It's okay, but we don't have nothing here. Anyways, we live in Arkansas. Yeah, we stay in Arkansas. It ain't shit here. You know?
Okay, well... Should we be specific?
Jonesboro, Arkansas.
I just don't like you.
We're really a capital, but they won't give us the capital. But whatever.
What do you mean we're a capital?
We like Little Rock.
No, we not.
Yes, we is.
We are like Little Rock.
Cuh. We got a lot of stuff up here.
No, we don't.
It's like restaurants and shit, though. Like, not even restaurants. It's like fast food.
That's what I was going to say. Jonesboro has nothing but a mall, a bowling alley, a skating rink, and...
Skating rink full of kids.
That's it, yeah. There ain't nothing but fast food places. And, I mean, vlogging, you have to give people good content. And what are we going to do every single day? Go to the mall? Half of the stores in the mall that's here is gone. So, it's really no activities to, you know, do for somebody to want to watch.
No activities. We really don't have a great view here either. Just to go on a walk or something. We really ain't got much.
We don't. So that's kind of holding us back. We're supposed to be moving somewhere.
We're moving soon.
Yeah. So that's kind of going to help with starting the channel because we'll have some type of scenery. Ain't nothing here.
Scenery. We'll feel different, feel better.
Yes. I feel like that's what we could talk about. I feel like where you stay is a big part, takes a big role in how you feel, like mentally, physically, because I wake up every day in this crappy town. I'm not going to say just crappy, but it's nothing to do here. And I'm like, what am I going to do? For one, I'm a stay-at-home mom with my 11-month-old son, almost 12 months.
But, one. He's almost one.
Yeah,
We're not going to do the he's 14 months.
Whatever.
He's 18 months.
Okay.
No, so, he's finna be one.
I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I wake up every morning happy to be with him all day, yeah. But what am I supposed to do? You know, I get sad sometimes just sitting in the house, nothing to do, nowhere to go. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to add on to her story. I don't just wake up feeling like that, but I do wake up feeling like there's nothing left for me here. There isn't.
Yeah.
The jobs here, they're okay, but
Jonesboro,
you know, you gotta have. I ain't even gonna get too deep in that.
No. I'm gonna say it. In Jonesboro, you either to make good money, you eat well, and not even necessarily good, but to make decent money, you have to either work at a factory or have a degree. That's it. It ain't nothing like in the middle of that, because in the middle of that is like fast food or a store in the mall, and that's like what, $9 an hour or whatever it is.
It's really like $8.50, $9. No. They pay like $9.50 now. Yeah. But you can't live off $9.50 when your rent $700 for a 2-bedroom.
Yeah, and
they're overpricing us, really.
Car notes. You got a baby. You got to live yourself. You got to feed yourself. So, no. It's nothing in Jonesboro, and I'm honestly tired of it.
So, we're on a destination to get out of here and start somewhere new, start somewhere fresh, and we'll have content then. But until then...
Podcasting, I think, is a great
podcasting
idea.
Is what we'll do.
So, in the first recording that we just did, we realized we didn't even introduce ourselves. We just jumped straight into talking about us starting a podcast. So my name is Adria. I'm 20 years old. I have a almost 1-year-old son. His name is Louis. And my podcast partner, come on.
Well, my name is Dominique, and yeah, continue.
You didn't tell them how old you were.
Well, back to me. My name is Dominique again, and I'm 21 years old. I'll be 22 in 2020. It's actually the last day of 2019. So yeah,
2020 is not a year.
Yeah, we're finna change a lot of things. Yeah. And maintain goals. That's the goal for this year. Maintaining goals and actually pursuing goals. But
we are together, by the way. My son is his son.
Yeah, that's my son. Yeah. I named him, by the way, Louie.
Yeah.
So, when y'all actually get to know Louie, don't try to be all over my son. He's only one.
And also, in the last recording, we talked about how we can't live off of minimum wage here, which is like $9 or $9.50, whatever it is. And we didn't mean to come off as, oh, it's so bad if somebody working a job that's minimum wage. We don't mean it like that. But for the goals that we have for ourselves and the things that we are trying to accomplish, not based off of what somebody else is trying to do, we can't live off of this. So I didn't want that to come off as the wrong thing.
Yeah, I don't want to seem like I'm too good for $9.50 because I worked at Sonic 3 years before I left there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I worked at Burger King for 2 years. I absolutely hate it. I'm going to be honest. I hated the fast food industry, the, what am I trying to say? What is it called?
What?
When you work at fast food or when you work, I guess with the public is what I'm trying to say. I didn't like that. Well, but I stuck in there for 2 years because I had a goal then that I was trying to reach. And so I stayed there to, you know, make my own money instead of relying on my mom at the time. Because I was only 16 when I got hired, I think. So.
And me, I actually liked Sonic. You know, I really didn't get to socialize with a lot of people. So, because I was in the kitchen. Well, I did socialize for a little bit. I was a car hop, but they didn't let me do that too much longer. I got moved in the kitchen, but I liked it. It was straight.
Yeah, so now we want to talk about the podcast name. Dominique decided to name it Destination to Vlogging, which is going to be initiated DTV. Because like we talked about in the first recording, we do eventually want to get into vlogging. But right now, we are in circumstances that wouldn't really be suitable for vlogging. We're trying to build, subscribers and all of that. So.
And first impressions is everything. And we can't...
Yeah, it does.
We can't just give y'all anything. Because we're trying to capture a crowd. We're actually trying to do something with this.
Yeah, I think, I watch videos a lot where it's said, well, I have seen videos where people might say, you shouldn't vlog just for the money, or, you shouldn't be in it just for money, which that is not the only thing. I can't say that's a big part, but I feel like that'd be something fun. I see these vloggers and YouTubers, and they look like they have so much fun. And a day-to-day basis, well, I'm a stay-at-home mom, but, like, working at fast food, that's not enjoyable. I didn't personally enjoy that. Working at a factory, I only worked at, I worked at two factories. But that's not something that I want to do for the rest of my life.
And
I go to school for, I'm in the medical field. But even with that, I realized after I'm almost done, I'll be done in May, that's not even my passion. And I want to do something that I enjoy doing every morning. And I feel like I always say, I be saying I should have went to school for photography because I love taking pictures of my son. I probably got over 300 pictures of him, probably more than that. But that's what I like, the camera. And so I just feel like vlogging is suitable for both of us, as far as working and money. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I would like vlogging, you know. She really got me into this. But, yeah. Like she said, I see how much fun these people be having. They don't have to go punch a clock 9 to 5 every day.
They're their own bosses,
you know. I want to be my own boss at some time.
I get where you're saying you don't have to go punch a clock. But also, vlogging, you got to put in work today.
Yeah, you got to put in work.
You got to know how to edit, good quality. You staying up late sometimes to edit that video and get it up on time. So
yeah, she's right. But y'all know how I feel waking up.
Yeah.
You got to wake up. You got to go at this job that you don't even like, but you got to provide.
Yeah.
You know? I want to do something I like she said.
What I mean by standing on your feet is, like, most of what we have here at factory. So that's what you're doing. You just standing on your feet all day for, 8 to 12 hours a day. And nobody wants to have to do that. I mean, but like he said, you got to provide, so you're going to do what you have to do. But like I said in the beginning, 2020 is going to change a lot.
Yeah. And back to providing, I am at a factory right now, so I understand. I totally understand. I swear I do. But that's not something I want to do for the rest of my life. I'm willing to take that chance with something else.
Yeah, I like how you said. Actually
pursuing something else and stepping out of my comfort zone to actually see what I can do in this world.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. I like how you said taking that chance, because with me, I've been when I say I wanted to start vlogging before I had Louis, when I was pregnant with him, I was like, I should start vlogging so that I could vlog every single day of his life, which I recorded, you know, just for my own self, not to put out there. But I wanted to, and then it's like I got so comfortable with, I guess, not necessarily being in a hole, but I was kind of scared to, like, put my life out there for a whole bunch of people to see, not really knowing how judgment would come or feedback. You know, any of that. Yeah, feedback.
But you know, she got a positive mind boyfriend right here. So
yeah, he kind of pushing me to vlogging. Really was my idea, but that I wanted us to do together, and he kind of pushed me to.
Yeah, I want her to pursue her dreams because I want to pursue mine. You know.
Yeah.
And working at a factory is not something I want to do. But yes, my dream, I'm really a hustler. You know, I work. That's my hustle. But I want to do something I like.
I told him just.
And I do my little rapping. I do my little rapping right now.
Sorry, I keep interrupting.
I'm on SoundCloud, by the way, if y'all want to go look me up.
NC Rolling.
Yup. My name is actually Nick Rowland on SoundCloud, but it's spelled NC Rowland.
Wait, just spell Rowling. It's not like Rowling.
It's NC R O L L I N.
Yeah. So, I'm not even going to promote the song. Just go listen for yourself. It's one of my favorites on there. Anyways, I have told you multiple times that you could be a businessman because he's very great with numbers and with talk, how to persuade somebody.
I can persuade pretty good, and I know how to keep the conversation going. I can get you to tell me your life in 30 minutes. I'm pushing it a little bit.
Yeah, he is. So, hopefully we can be successful with podcasting. I really I don't even know why I didn't think of podcasting first, because with being a stay-at-home mom, that I love staying at home with my son every single day, watching him grow, teaching him. You know, but it has been pretty stressful and sometimes depressing because, you know, I'm not around nobody else. You know, like at work, you talk to these other people that you only see at work, but, you know, it's outside of the house that I'm looking at every day, all day. So, and not making my own money. So it has been, you know, a handful.
But this was a decision between me and her. I want her to stay at home with our son because I don't trust daycares. And
I don't either.
The majority of our family here, which actually work. So.
And then with that, I'm not saying, if you have your kid in a daycare, you're a bad parent. No, I'm not saying that. But especially since he can't talk yet, I would prefer him to be able to talk. And because, I've seen a couple of couples that say they daycare send them pictures of their baby throughout the day. We don't got nothing like that here.
Mm-mm.
So, no.
There's actually, I've seen videos on Facebook and YouTube. Teachers getting mad at the kid and throwing them into a shelf. I seen a little girl get her head split open by a shelf.
No, I didn't see that. Oh, my gosh.
I'll show you.
Wow.
She got her head split open.
Yeah, so, and then, even with that, one day, Louie gonna have to go to school. And, so I just feel like right now it's not the time. Even though he do, need to be around his group, his age group. Anyways, that's not what I was saying, Dominique. You got me off track.
Yeah, I did.
I was saying podcasting, I feel like it's good because when I stay at the house all the time, I have so many thoughts running through my head. Not bad thoughts, but, just thinking what can I do to improve the living situation that we in and all of this. So I feel like podcasting is good to just vent, whether it's benefiting me in other ways, just venting and talking about things that I don't really, get to talk about on a day-to-day basis. So I think that's good too, to just vent. And hopefully, besides just venting, hopefully, we'll become successful with podcasting and vlogging once we start, which will be soon.
And rapping, because then I'll take y'all on tour with us.
Yeah, that'll be something to give a vlog.
Yeah. That'd be a vlog for real. Get y'all behind the scenes for real.
And honestly, the vlogging, we're just waiting for, I guess, the move. Is that what we waiting on? Because we talk about it all the time, vlogging. Like the ideas.
Yeah.
We talk about the ideas, what we would do, what type of content we would put out there. My bad.
You asked me a question.
Wait. It's kind of like we're already vloggers. We just don't vlog because we talk about content all the time. Okay, so we're really waiting. I'm sorry. You could go.
Waiting. Really on the move.
Yeah.
And I want to show, we want to be able to show y'all more than just the house or just a park. We
want
to take y'all to the mall and
let y'all something in the mall.
Yeah.
Besides just three stores.
Yeah.
So I'm exaggerating, but
And do little challenges like.
Mm-hmm.
Let do challenges, and let y'all dress us one day and all types of stuff.
See, that's what I'm saying. We have so many ideas already. Sorry, I'm eating some ice. It's not appropriate. Be eating some ice right now, but we have so many ideas already, we just haven't started yet. And I guess that's really not an excuse because you do have to start somewhere. And I guess we could show our struggle,
but that
right
goes
now.
Yeah, but that goes back to first impression.
You're right.
I am a person like music. I love music. I listen to music a lot. So, if somebody tell me to listen to your so-and-so song, let's just say so-and-so, and I don't like my first impression on his song, more than likely, you're going to have to play something for me because I'm not going to go back to him.
Yourself.
If I don't like.
That's kind of contradicting because all songs aren't, every single song you make not going to be good.
That's what I'm saying, my first impression. On an artist I do not know. I'm not saying somebody I know. I'm saying on an artist I do not know. My first impression.
Yeah, I guess.
That's with videos too.
I mean, but even with videos, do you know how big the YouTube community is? Somebody is going to watch.
Yeah, somebody going to watch.
And then it'll spread. And especially once, I don't know. We'll get there. So, I guess that wraps it up until the next podcast. I didn't really know what to discuss. We didn't know what to discuss for the first one.
But yeah, we just wanted to introduce ourselves and tell y'all what DTV meant.
We literally just came, like, when the last recording ended, well, the first recording, when that one ended, the name popped up like that. Because at first, I was like, what would we even name a podcast? So, I really like it.
Me too.
Maybe next time Louis will be vocal, he can yell in the mic or whatever he be doing.
Yeah, he really be turnt.
Yeah, he do. So,
but yeah, thank y'all for listening. And go check me out on SoundCloud at Nick Rowland, NCROLLIN, if y'all want to listen to me.
Bye.
Bye.